Kenton Fire Station District, January 11th. And calling order, all the directors are present. Thank you. Oh, and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Adoption of consent items 3, 4, 5, and 6. And they are approval of minutes, approval of monthly AP voucher, approval of monthly financial report, and approval of monthly incident activity report.
I move we adopt the consent items.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay.
And the third?
Aye.
Aye. The consent items are approved. Fire chief's report?
No, oral comments.
Wait a minute. Yep. Thank you.
I don't know why we don't put them in different order.
Well, I think I'm going to move it down because I often forget sometimes. Oral communications, reserved for comments and inquiries from citizens and board on items that are not on the current agenda. Carl?
Did we ever get a size on the lot that the building is on?
Yes. You ready?
Well, I've been ready for a month.
Boy, you guys are good.
11,446 square feet.
Thank you, chief.
You're very welcome.
Square feet?
What was that?
The square footage of the lot of the current public safety building.
Oh.
Any other comments?
Oh, we're doing that.
Yes. Do you have any projected timeframe where you expect to present information on the alternatives for the public safety building?
I'll take it up later, but I think that we're looking at, we've had some, I guess I'll do my committee report now. Why don't you just wait and I'll do it the way it is, but I can do that. Anything else?
That's my question too. Actually, I'd like to have something in the outlook about the different alternatives. And,
okay, good.
You know,
like
pros
that.
And cons and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And I don't want to do it previous. You know, so I'd just kind of like to know when might be a good issue to do this in, like maybe May or. You know,
so how much lead time do you need?
I would think out there.
Well, the things are due the 10th of the month previous.
And I.
But. You know, if it would be nice to have some drawings and actually really do a, you know, a good job of it, so
yeah,
that people can.
Yeah, we'd like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's. I mean, there's no hurry about it. It'd be just nice to know when that might happen.
We might have to take a little conference, but okay. But I think it's going to be March, April. Would you say?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably something like that.
So I mean, maybe the June issue.
Yeah, so we're trying to get geared up.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, with that, I think now we'll go to the fire chief's report.
Okay, I have a very short report for you this evening. In that report, you'll see the statistical numbers for 2016 calls in the community of Kensington. I always like to report this out just to let the community know that the numbers stay consistent. We ran 361 calls in Kensington in 2016. In 2015, we ran 384, and in 2014, we ran 324. So we hover somewhere around 350 to 400, and that stays very consistent. We didn't have any super outstanding calls or great fire loss during the year, and that goes for both El Cerrito and Kensington. So I'm really happy always to report that. And that is all I have for you this evening.
So I could have brought this up in the incident report, but there was one weekend day. We were kind of getting ready to walk the dog, and all of a sudden three engines went by, and I think it was by the middle of the day. And maybe...
You know when that was plants? Yeah.
Your guess is
yeah. Well, they went
I'll
by.
I bet it was Princeton and Yale on New Year's Day.
Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Structure fire.
So whenever we get a structure fire alarm, you end up getting three engines, the ladder truck, and two battalion chiefs. So
okay.
That's what I thought.
That's what a structure fire. If it's just a fire alarm, you get two engines and a battalion chief.
Okay.
So whatever it was that, but it wasn't of any giant nature.
Well, they were too fast for us to walk and keep up with them.
Keep
we didn't
up
know
with
where they went.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently it was a mattress fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. That's a question that you have.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
What percentages of those calls are the total percentages of all your fire responses?
of all the calls, so what the, we...
Both El Cerrito, in El Cerrito and Kenzie.
I don't have the total exact number off the top of my head, but we run approximately 3,000 calls a year.
So about 10%, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Any idea also how many, what percentage of responses go into El Cerrito from the Kenzie?
Well, you would have to look at our monthly statistics. If you look at what on a consent calendar, that would give you a percentage of how many of them are back in where the Kensington engine responds into El Cerrito and the El Cerrito engine responds back into Kensington.
It might be useful to present that in the data that you do present. I know you...
Well, we present it on a monthly basis.
Oh, I know that. I'm talking about breaking out in terms of the type, same types of breakout that you do for the Kensington response. In other words, you have... This month was, 23, I think, responses also.
Mm-hmm.
And broke that out into 21 EMS responses and 7 service calls and 6 good intent to false. So it would be, I think, informational if you could also do that for the calls that the Kensington station responds to outside of Kensington.
We do that's on the second page of the report.
No, well, I know, but what I'm saying, in a tabular form. I understand what you're saying.
So you're saying in like a pie chart with the... With
yeah, the same way you do it for Kensington. I know I can do, as you're suggesting, I can count them and break them down according to the numbers. I was just thinking it might be useful. Whether you do that on your own, to have a real view of it and look at that. Just a suggestion.
Okay. President's report. I've been doing some number crunching on the public safety building, but that's pretty much all I have to say at this point. The president's report.
Committee assignments, do you want to?
Well, I think
or do you want to wait till we do?
Well, let's see. I could do it now because it's here. You're not paying enough attention. Obviously, Janice is going to stay with the Finance Committee, and I'm on there basically because I'm present now. Public Safety Building has been myself and Joe, and I'm going to change that, and I'm asking for Joe to step aside for that and have Nina on it. Last year, I didn't have an assignment for Nina, so I thought I owed her something, and I appreciate her... idea about what's going on around town, so that's useful. Janice, education. I don't think I asked you about that, Janice, but I'm assuming you'll still keep on doing that.
Education.
Yeah. And the Contra Costa County, California Special District, you've been doing, and you said you'd be happy to do that again along with the Diablo Fire Council. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
So you're going to be at large, huh?
Yes, I am.
That
yeah.
You get assignments, so, though. It isn't
yeah,
such a cool deal, really.
Yeah, there's things that
really.
Come up. So that's that. New business review and acceptance of the fiscal year 15-16 financial statements and independent audit review. And I believe Janice is going to handle that.
Yeah, you have in your packet the auditor's report. And there are just a couple items I'd like to draw your attention to. The first relates to our retirees' health benefits, which is discussed on page 14 of the report toward the last paragraph there. You'll see we've got... 16 people now claiming medical benefits, and at this point we are somewhat overfunded, if you will. The funding is hang on one sec. We're about $200,000 overfunded on retirees' benefits, according to our actuary. We're getting a new actuarial study this summer, and we'll see whether or not that number holds true. And it kind of depends on what discount rate our auditor uses. He's always tended to use a relatively conservative rate, so we're hopeful that's not going to change dramatically. The overfunding is here on page 15, and I'm looking about 10 lines from the bottom, and you'll see that we're overfunded on our retirees' benefits by $226,074.
So it's unfunded, but it's a negative number, so that means
it's overfunded. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to get that updated probably July, August. We'll have the actuary look at that again, and then we'll figure out where we are on health benefits. The other thing I'd like to call your attention to is page 21. And page 21 shows where our cash is. And you can see up at the top that under the non-spendable, the advances OPEB, that's the money that CalPERS holds in trust for our retirees' medical benefits. If you drop down and you look at assigned to public protection, $2,369,530, that's our annual contract set aside number. And then if you go back up to the committed to public protection, the 466 is what we have on reserve in the engine account. Remember, we just drew that down significantly this past fiscal year when we purchased the new engine, and we'll be purchasing a new replacement engine in another 2 years. So we're close to zeroing that number out again. And then the capital projects, they're $744,000. That's what we have set aside for the new building, which is kind of a drop in the bucket if we're thinking about a new building that may cost as much as $10 million. We do have a certain amount of uncommitted reserves, and that's what's down here at the bottom of the page, $1,000,002. We have like $2 million that we could devote to the building.
$1,000,005.
Huh?
$1,000,005.
Where are you?
Unassigned.
But you have this up here.
Hang on a sec. I think you're wrong. Wait a minute.
Oh, I thought you were unassigned. You're back up to committed. The subtotal uncommitted.
Wait a minute. You are right, Larry. It is. It's $1,000,005 plus the $744. So we're a little over $2 million that we can devote towards the building without impairing the funds that we have set aside for engine replacement contract and the employee benefits trust. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we are. Now this is, we're required under state law to consider whether or not we want to change auditors every 5 calendar years. And this is the fifth year that La Marina and Chang has prepared in that cycle. So we're going to be looking at comparison audit reports again as a finance committee. And probably in May, we'll talk about that at our May meeting and see whether or not we want to continue to retain La Marina and Chang. There are not a lot of auditors who do this kind of work. And in the past, when we've done comparative studies, we've come back to La Marina and Chang because they tend to write the most user-friendly report, more intelligible for the public. So we're simply required to consider changing, and we'll get sample audit reports from 3 or 4 or 5 other auditors who might be interested in doing our work, and then see whether or not we want to continue with La Marina and Chang or not. But this is the year that we would do that analysis.
I have a question on page 5.
Okay.
We are burying the land at 5,800. Will we do this forever? And is that smart if we ultimately going to go
Where are you?
One sec. We are carrying what?
The land. Us and us at 5,800.
Oh, for land.
Accounting principles require us, I think, to carry it at that level because that was its cost years ago.
Really?
So, that's obviously not its current fair market value, but I don't think either our accountant or our auditor would allow us to change that number. And we're just stuck with generally accepted accounting principles. So, yeah, you're correct. It's significant in other states, but that's what the law requires us to do. And in terms of how it's going to affect our financing, I think any financier is going to be aware that that's a significant understatement. So I don't think it's going to be prejudicial.
Yeah, there'd be an assessment,
that's
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I guess the most important part of this audit is the last page, that there's no findings. It's a clean audit.
Yeah, we've had a clean audit for the last 20 years. It's
still
been
a good thing.
Yeah. And you can see that. They have not made any suggestions for any alterations in our policies or procedures. For the last 20 years, we've had clean audits, which is why we can maintain a transparency certificate and a district of distinction status. It's one of the requirements.
No more comments?
We have any more questions? Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, so let's take a vote for the acceptance.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we accept the fiscal year 2015-2016 independent auditor's review.
All in favor?
Second. Let's have a second.
Second. Oh, you said we have a second, yeah. No.
It's okay, you knew it would go, huh?
Yeah, well, I...
Now you can do all in favor.
Okay, yes, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the measure passes. Board reports. Janice, do you have more to add to this?
We'll be having our finance committee meeting in 13 days, I guess, Tuesday morning at 8:30. Will be our next finance committee meeting, and we'll be posting that. It's covered by the Brown Act, so we invite anyone interested to come right in.
Okay.
It's basically what we're going to be doing is going over our budget, because what the bulk of our February meeting is going to be devoted to our mid-year budget review. So that's why we set up our finance committee meeting towards the end of January, so that we can figure out what we're going to do at next month's board meeting with respect to mid-year budget review. So that's going to be pretty much the subject of the finance committee meeting.
Is that held here?
No, we have it at the conference room in the public safety building. It's usually not a big crowd.
Yeah.
Any more comments?
Could be, but yeah, you know,
well,
once we have 15
20 or
maybe,
so last year.
Yeah, but usually it's just Brenda and Don and me and our accountant. So it tends to be a relatively small crowd. But we invite those interested.
We just have to add roles. We might have a lawyer attendant.
There you go.
That's right.
Sometimes we have treats.
Yeah. You coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the president.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I got myself a job. I think at that, I'm going to move on to public safety building. It seems like it's been going slow the last few months, but there have been some things we've had to do. I think we started some of that in November. One was to kind of reconcile the amount of funding that we can support. And we had a building at that point that the estimate was quite a bit higher. So we reprogrammed it, and we've found some other savings in the way it's been built in terms of design. And so with that, we are going to meet this month with the architects. I guess we don't have a date set up for that yet, to get going again, and we'll be talking about reconciliation of the estimate and design, so we get back on track there. And then we'll be talking about working on a presentation of a few months down the line. We are going to go to CSD. You know, we have a kind of a handshake to look at the park site. And so we are going to ask for some kind of okay. You know, it's not a business deal, but just that they are in favor of us considering that, or they're in it with us, and that we would hope to get on the March, February. Are we talking about February or March?
February.
Their February schedule, and I haven't talked to the president yet. I was going to do it today, but it didn't happen. And at this point, we are looking at an idea of going back and working on the scheme to rebuild on an existing site. We did look at doing some additions onto the existing building, but it was not very productive. And then also, if we get the permission to look at the park site, we would do that. And part of the idea is to have two schemes that we can play one off against the other in terms of, you know, quality of the building. We know there's some politics involved with the park site and see, but I think there's enough interest in seeing how we want to go about resolving this, because it's a pretty important issue. So I think the approach in the presentation will be to solicit input and then see where we go from there. It might take us a few weeks after that to see which way we'll go. So that's what I have for this time. Education.
Can I ask you a question, Doug?
Yeah.
Approximately when would you want money available, since we have to notify the county treasurer, since we're invested in bonds? And initially, we were going to stop investing in bonds this month. Based on your earlier...
I know that things are going slowly.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have any idea when? Because we need to notify the county treasurer.
I did a schedule of that, and let me... I'll find it, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
There'll be a certain amount of unknown is if how CSD fits into this and how long that takes to make. It's going to be a business deal. And I think in that schedule, I allowed 3 months. So that... And then after that, it's a little easier to look at when you look at just the architects and engineering doing their work, putting it out to bid and so forth. So I'll send that to you. And
We just make significantly more money when we're invested in bonds than in the life account. Yeah.
If it takes the architects 9 months or more doing the drawings, going through planning, all of that, that money is more than the $477 you have set aside, but it would be around 10% of construction cost, something of that sort. And then the heavy money will be spent then with the contractor, and they'll bill monthly. So that's when the big cash flow will start. And I think probably, depending what site we go on, I think the existing site will take longer because we have to tear all that down. We have to do hazmat, and the other site's a little easier. We're probably looking 14, 15 months for the park and more for the existing site.
Okay.
But I'll find you that schedule.
Okay.
Okay. Any reports today?
This is on education?
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped by Janice. I need to practice.
Okay, I have nothing new to report on education.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the next Contra Costa County Special Districts Association meeting is the 23rd of this month, which is 2 Mondays from now, 2 Mondays from last Monday. I will be there, and any board members want to join me?
I usually like to go, we'll talk.
Yeah. And I understand somebody from the police district is trying to come, but we'll find out who.
We could ride together.
If I can change my dental appointment.
Anything.
Oh,
to get
I know
out
how hard that is.
Hour.
Yeah. No, they're very productive and interesting. Yeah. I think we've all gone at
Absolutely,
one time
yeah.
or another. Yeah.
No, I'm talking really about the dental appointment.
Oh. Well, those are important too. All right. What'd you say that was? 20?
January 23rd.
What time of day? It's like 10, isn't it?
Well, it's now 9:30 because there's a networking half hour before the meeting starts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Networking? Over coffee, huh?
Yeah.
And it's in Martinez still?
Yes. The Central Sanitation District of Contra Costa County.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. Pops right up.
Diablo
okay, Fire. For Diablo Fire Safe Council, their tradition is to not have a meeting in December. So the next meeting is a week from Thursday, a week from tomorrow. And I will be there. And that's when we start the new year and the new set of grants, awarding the grants. And I assume who is the captain in charge now?
Captain Gagne.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so nice.
Larry, East Bay Mud has a lot of chips, they said, that they'd be glad to give to Diablo Valley. This is from the filtration plant just by Berkeley Park.
Chips?
Wood chips. And Sierra was on the email that I got from East Bay Mud, but they wanted us to pick them up and bring them up to Grizzly Peak to use on the trail. So I don't know if you've got any equipment, but they were talking in the email. I can send you the email I got from East
okay,
Bay Mud.
Okay, okay. The Diablo Fire Safe Council is really, we just get big grants from the government and dole them out in small grants. We don't have equipment or any of that.
Yeah, I mentioned that in my response back to East Bay Mud, but if because Sierra uses those chips on the trail for fire suppression, so if there's any way to get those chips up there, I haven't gotten a response back when I said to Charlotte, they don't have equipment. Can you bring it up there? So
is this sort of pickup kind of size?
Yeah, are you talking tonnage or?
So
one thing that should be noted about this, and it's interesting, and it's no good deed goes unpunished is the best way I can put it. East Bay Regional Parks does not like chip brought onto their property that was not chipped from their property.
East Bay Park, you're saying?
East Bay Parks does not. So.
Okay.
I guess I could say I'll leave it at that. A lot of chip ends
just
up
not be there.
On, yeah, a lot of chip ends up on the trail up there, and it does wonderful things for fire suppression.
But no one knows how it got there.
I'm sure it's chipped from the site right there of the great work of the Woodland Elves. So it's also a little problematic. And then most agencies that are wanting to get rid of chip, a lot of times it's the chip you don't really want. So no good deed goes unpunished, and not knowing all the things around it. Most people that have chip that's valuable, they sell it or take it somewhere else. Most people that say, come get free chip, it's not chip you want. So,
What's bad chip?
Barky, furry, very fine, torn up.
Moldy.
Burns, explosives, that kind of thing.
Eucalyptus, one. And then there's a giant hazard, and this is what the Parks Department's concerned about, is sudden oak. Bark beetles, all those type of things.
Yeah.
Just because it's on one side of the hill and the other doesn't mean that it hasn't been checked and tested, and it can be problematic.
Maybe that's the answer.
But yeah, I mean, if you get that to me, I can certainly bring it to the attention of the.
It's a discussion to have, but it's always never a straightforward.
I can bring it to the meeting with me. I think I know the answer I'm going to get, but it certainly doesn't hurt to bring it up.
Okay. I think you're not allowed to move live oak chips, correct?
Correct.
You're out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, but I'm guessing the Bay Mud's not touching live oak. So they're probably touching pine and eucalyptus and a bunch of stuff you don't want anyway.
Yeah. Especially the pine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my report.
Thank you. We have some correspondence at the end of the
packet. So under correspondence, I'll take the first one that's in there.
Yeah.
You'll notice it's an email in here from a resident of our community that in essence questions our participation in the Sindar Shadi display on Mosier Lane. What I brought this forward to is ultimately it was sent to the wrong board Yeah. It should have come to the fire board, and so I don't respond to things like from the public that are sent to the board. So I bring it to you for a little bit of feedback and direction. The fire department has participated with the Sindar Shadi display as far back as 30 years. The firefighters used to set it up on his property once he got to a point where he couldn't set it up. And I can say, because this question was asked of me, the Kensington Fire Department or the Fire District, before they contracted with El Cerrito, also participated in setting it up. So tonight, I'm basically just looking for some direction. Does the board want the Fire District to still participate in this function?
Well, my answer is clearly yes. Mr. Shadi created that display over 60 years ago, and it's brought great joy to a number of people in the community. Mr. Shadi himself was not Christian. I believe he was Hindu.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And we have participated in it for a long time. I believe that it's a long tradition. It brings pleasure to many people. I believe our participation is completely legal and doesn't violate any separation of church and state. And I'm thinking in particular about the National Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. That's put up by federal employees.
Right.
So I think if the President of the United States can have federal employees put up a Christmas tree, there's certainly no reason why our firefighters could not participate in setting up Mr. Shadi's display. I think also that we could tell Ms. Sussman that if the community, for example, had a community menorah like there is in Union Square in San Francisco, and they made a request to us, I don't know any reason why we wouldn't assist in the setup of that.
So the one thing I'll say is the men and women of our fire department for these type of events, specifically something like this, they're all asked, are you comfortable doing this? So although they're on duty and the engine is there, they are asked if they're comfortable to do it. And they are. And we get on-duty folks and we get off-duty folks. And we get a big cross-section of both communities, from Boy Scouts to Little League, for police officers,
all types. Oh, yeah, I helped set it up.
It's just, it was a question that posed to the board, and so I'm just looking for simple direction if you want to continue.
Absolutely. Yes. All I would add is, and you're a government guy too, is that governments participate in this all the time. Employees, we've done turkey drives and collected money and given them to the poor on duty.
We have a Christmas toy drive.
So it's within,
I think it's a holiday,
not just the law, it's the tradition. Okay. Yeah. So obviously, yeah, we'll continue.
Go
ahead. You're okay with that too.
I'm okay with that too.
Thank you for your feedback. Don, I'll let you handle the rest of the correspondence.
Okay.
Pictures.
I think it was a
treat
to get those letters.
Yeah, that was
your crew.
Maybe explain to them what this is.
They were fun.
Any more comments I don't make here? There's just
just tell them why we got the thank you letters.
Yeah. There's sort of something here from a photo of the Kensington Fire.
What's in the board's packet is each year the board puts on a holiday meal for the firefighters that are on duty. And so you'll see some pictures in the packet of the engine companies having a meal together. The one thing I just noticed in this one picture is one of my firefighters is holding up a Raiders cup.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking,
speak
I'm
to
talking about that. We'll get a handle on
which
that.
Which one? Yeah.
That won't happen again.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Well, not this year anyway.
Yeah, not this year. It's just the responses back from some company officers and battalion chiefs to the board thanking them.
Yeah, they were very nice notes. A
lot of nice notes.
That's nice, yeah.
Do you survey them on where the meal comes from, or are we just switching it around?
We've been switching it around.
Because we had picante for a year or two, and I noticed this year it's macaroni. Are they equally as happy with
they
like
picante, but
picante
doesn't do catering or delivery anymore.
So maybe we'll
think
around something else.
Okay,
you'll get too many complaints.
No.
Yeah.
No matter where it comes from.
Yeah, but picante was pretty special. They did a great job.
Okay.
I wonder if Brennan's.
It's kind of far away is all, but that's good food. That is really good food. I mean, that's hearty food for folks that work hard. And in the Christmas card, right?
That's all we have.
While we're on to thank you notes, I'd just like to make one comment. I probably should have made it in a public comment. But we had at the Unitarian Church on Christmas Eve, at our Christmas Eve service, we had a medical emergency. One of our choir members collapsed. And we thought maybe he just fainted and he'd come to, be fine, but we very quickly called 911. And Engine 65 was there. I was the head usher, so of course, from my point of view, it took hours for them to get up there. But in reality, they were there in about 9 seconds or 2 minutes. Yeah. And their professionalism was exemplary. The way they handled the situation calmed the entire congregation, and we had 400 plus people at this. This is our biggest service of the year, and they came in. They handled the situation very professionally, and so this is where I was on the other end, where I really needed the fire department there in a hurry because I had this emergency to take care of. And there is a letter coming praising the duty crew, coming from from the church, but I just wanted to say that I was really proud that that's my fire department,
yeah.
And
yeah.
They did a fantastic job.
I have a similar story. Actually, I was speaking at the KCC meeting Monday, and someone approached me afterwards and said her 2-year-old relative, niece, fell hard onto something, and your folks were just incredible, sweet and kind, but she said what, of course the baby was taken to the hospital, but she said what struck her too was that it took 3 firefighters to put back the baby seat back in the car because it was difficult, and she said they would not give up. Here's these 3 big men just insisting on getting it right, and I thought that's been my experience with them too. They just do not give up. I like that. It was a good outcome for a very potentially tragic situation. You may even recognize the story, but just wrestling that car seat in, I found that touching.
You know, I had heard Larry's story. I had not heard yours. I had another reported story to me today. And I do love to hear the stories, but what I will say to you is, this is the men and women of your fire district,
yeah.
Your fire department.
We know that.
We put a lot into them. They are our number one asset. And when I speak of them as an asset, it's not like a piece of material. It's without them, we're nothing, I'm nothing. We don't have a program. And we treat them well, and they treat our customers well, and they treat our citizens well. And I sit here proud that you can tell me these stories, but it's got little to do with me and a lot to do with the people that are on the street driving the fire truck, coming to your house, entering your home, and I'm proud to be their chief more than I'm proud of the firefighters. they make it easy, so
yeah.
I appreciate your comments.
Well,
thank you.
Yes,
Jim. Thanks for providing these stories. Rochelle's not here, but our grandson, our 2-year-old, had a seizure, and Engine 65, I live a block away. I got there, and Engine 65 was right behind me.
So you had a slow response time? That's
right.
Unacceptable.
So yeah, and it was just fantastic how they handled it. It was great.
Thank you.
And Malcolm's okay now.
Oh yeah, he's okay. Yeah. Now.
Okay, good. Seizure. Good. Look forward to a good year. It sounds like we're getting off to a good start.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be exciting.
We look forward to working with you.
Yes.
Your new board position. I guess you're vice president.
Right.
Step right into the middle of it.
Gosh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay, I think with that, we're done. Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot to ask a question of Janice. I suppose everybody would prefer it. I'll ask it anyway. If we're overfunded, what happens to the money?
Well, I